Friday morning at 10:40 on WTOP. It was this past Monday as thousands of folks were gathered for the annual Easter Monday Family Day at the National Zoo. And then shots rang out. Two 18-year-old men were shot. While they're expected to be okay, this, of course, is not the first time there has been trouble at this event. A fight and stabbing in 2011, a shooting, you may recall, in 2007, people injured then. So now there are calls for this event to be changed, maybe canceled altogether. Joining us live now is Clinton Yates, columnist with The Washington Post. I think many of us who've been in the area for quite some time, when the news broke, we just probably thought, oh no, not again. You have to wonder, why does this event seem to have this kind of bad luck, and what changes need to come?
I don't know that we have the necessary time to get into the endemic issues of why certain youths in D.C. choose to gather and fight, but I think we can talk very specifically about the way that the zoo can go forward with it. And I personally believe that upping the security theater component is not the way to go about this. You know, I talked to zoo officials and they said, look, we're not just looking at this as a sort of a city problem. You know, the zoo takes it very seriously, the image that they have. And if they're trying to send a message that inclusion is really what they're about, I mean, you know, that's part of the Smithsonian message. Canceling this event does not do that. And I think that that's something they take very seriously and something they're trying to fix.
A lot of people have said, you know, we need stepped up security around this event before, during. But there are a lot of people who also say, you know, having armed guards or metal detectors detracts from a feeling of a family day, especially when you have a lot of little kids there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. People with guns make me nervous. Yeah. So when there are more people with guns, that does not make it a more desirable event. I think that what it needs to do is find a way to get a better purpose. If you're going to try to get families or kids or youth, you know, maybe you do something that tries to get a more educational component with, or, you know, involving schools. Maybe you do something that is more of a service event kind of situation, such that the people that are there for reasons that are not just showing up to hang out with your friends, which, by the way, is a completely valid reason to show up for anything. I just want to be clear about that. But, you know,
just because you show doesn't mean things have to turn ugly.
Right. I know. And my point is, I'm not trying to vilify people who show up just because they want to be with their friends. I mean, that's, you know, that's a fine thing to do. I just think that there's a way to do
more
this
direction,
such that it doesn't involve kicking people out. It involves including people to do something more productive. And I think that's actually what the zoo is looking to work on.
I'm back to my original thought. I just wonder why this event. There are certainly plenty of events, you know, that attract all sorts of people of all ages, where people feel comfortable bringing their kids and it's a family day. Why has this event had so many troubles?
I think that there is a certain rebellious component involved in it. As a kid that used to be a teenager that got into fights in D.C. myself, the fact that it's at the zoo, it's in Woodley Park, quite frankly, it's in a white neighborhood where people are not necessarily looking at you the same way. There is an element of that. There is an element of being on other turf that I think a lot of kids relate to that is not exactly productive, but that doesn't preclude it from being real. You know, it's a nice area. It's a nice place. And so when you get to sort of mess up something that you may or may not be as familiar with as a result of different sort of functions in your life, you know,
and
that can be considered fun.
That goes back to what you said in the beginning, which is that there's a more endemic problem that needs to be addressed, and that is violence, gang violence, getting guns off the streets, things like that.
Yeah. Kids don't have anything to do. They're going to end up putting their hands on each other.
All right, Clinton, good to get your thoughts. Rest up, my friend. You're going to need that voice for the Wizards tonight.
Go Zards.
Clinton Yates from The Washington Post, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.
At 10:44.